News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Inaction by the Minister for Justice is eroding morale and trust within An Garda Síochána. That's the warning from the Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors, whose annual delegate conference kicks off this morning. Kevin Bulger is the AGSI's Deputy General Secretary and he joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Kevin. Your issue with the Justice Minister, explain your concerns, please.
Good morning, Ciara, and I suppose thanks for giving us time on your radio show there this morning. Look, there's a number of big issues with the minister, primarily since he took up his office in the last number of months. The absolute catastrophic breakdown of the standard IR processes, as we would have set down historically within Garda representative associations, the ministry and the commissioner's office, that broken down, namely with the performance and conduct regs that have come in there. There's the operating model that we have spoken to both the minister and the commissioner, and whereas they may have listened but they have not heard our issues. And furthermore, sub and travel at 2002 rates for our members, a lot of these are really pointing to the fact that our members and they that they are second class citizens.
Are all the issues, Kevin, therefore industrial relations issues? Is this sort of unionisation, I suppose, despite the fact that you're not allowed to have a union?
Yeah, well, look, that's a whole other issue because, no, we're not unions. We are representative associations. But because we don't have a right to withdraw labour, which is something we're going to explore further, that a matter that we dealt with back in 2013. But it is exactly that. Because of that, we've had robust processes around IR where there was mutual respect and that things were given and granted and accessions were made and we got somewhere. There's a situation developing now whereby we say our piece and it's just put to one side and it's not given any credence at all at any office that we're concerned with. And that is really leaving our members feel disenfranchised.
But is some of the issue to do with the, I suppose, the guard's relationship with Drew Harris? You haven't invited him again. The minister therefore doesn't go. And if you refuse to speak or engage with, I suppose, the managerial structures within An Garda Síochána, is that an issue?
Sorry, Ciara,
an issue of respect that has to go both ways?
Minister, we have the minister and the commissioner at our conference. At 4 o'clock today.
And so the commissioner is there today. My apologies. I didn't mean to speak out of turn. Yeah. But is there an issue of respect that goes both ways?
Oh, we are totally respectful to both those people and we will always put forward our members and our community's needs first to the minister and the commissioner's office, and we will deal with everything with respect, openness and true honesty. We're honest brokers to the table and we would expect that we would receive the same in return, and we're not really being listened to. Example being within the operating model that at a recent meeting in February with the Minister for Justice, Deputy General Secretary, outlaid his issues. We are also about that the model just isn't working. We carried out a questionnaire with our membership. 98% of the respondents believe that it should be stopped and reviewed. We brought this to the ministers. We've also provided it to the commissioner. But yet and all, a couple of days later, down at a passing out ceremony, the minister turns around and says he's heartened to learn that the operating model is going so well, even though, as far as we're aware, every representative association has told him that it's not working. And last week at a meeting with the commissioner, our general secretary Ronan Clougher asked a specific question of the commissioner. Commissioner, do you believe that the operating model is working to its fullest in the country of Ireland for An Garda Síochána? To which he said he did. Now, we believe that he was potentially the only person who fully believes that every bit of it is working, because our membership, the front and centre middle ranking managers of An Garda Síochána in big numbers have told us it is not working and it is not creating efficiencies and it's not reducing your administration and it's not helping people on the street.
And lastly, Kevin, and just briefly, what are you hoping then will change from I suppose, this conference?
I suppose what we want is to be heard. You can listen, but we want to be heard. We're hoping to recharge, re-energise and get new fresh commitments about the IR processes and the engagements within that are open to us. So, I mean, we're going to go back to Europe to examine the decision we had back in 2013 about to withdraw labour. That's something now we're going to reactivate, because as we can see, the IR procedures that we have are broken down. So we want respect, we want to be honest brokers, and we want to be dealt with that, like that. And actually, when we see change, that that change is taken on board and affected within the parameters. Of course, everyone has to make concessions, but right about now, we're kind of being ignored.
Kevin Bulger, AGSI's Deputy General Secretary, thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.